Robert Battle has not been back to Northwestern Senior High School for 27 years. When he walked in Tuesday, they were very glad to see him.
How are you? Yes, I was waiting for you. I was waiting.
Oh my God.
Yes, I waited.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm so proud of you. My baby is excited.
That's Desiree Johnson. She was in the dance program called Payback with Battle. Now her daughter is a dance student here.
Yeah, I was so excited when she said, "Mr. Battle is coming." I said, "I know who that is." She said, "How you know?" I said, "Payback, baby, we had it going on." So,
Northwestern is known for its championship football team. Not many people know that it's had an arts magnet program since the early 70s. Battle started here in ninth grade before going on to the New World School of the Arts and the New York career that led him to Ailey. Walking through the halls, the school looked very different to him.
Oh, it's more spread out is what I remember, but everything seemed bigger than, now things seem smaller, but yeah.
The school has had an Ailey program for the past week. The students have been studying Revelations, choreographer Alvin Ailey's beloved gospel music masterpiece. 24 of them are waiting in a small studio, trembling in their black leotards.
Hi.
Robert Battle. Good to see all of you. You know, this is where I started, so. And I haven't been back in over 20-something years. So this is like a full circle moment.
They show him a yearning dance from Revelations.
I wanna be ready.
Then Battle talks about what's behind the steps.
Yes. Wait. I'm sure you heard a lot about that. I mean, because you're holding this heavy burden. So that from that first moment when you lift that arm, there's that heaviness, which is such a tradition in modern dance. But the idea that we all have very weighty issues.
Battle struggled with his own issues growing up here. He was a shy kid who loved music and was embarrassed to wear tights. His 15-block walk to school took him through some of Liberty City's roughest areas.
And I went to putting a hammer in my bag because I was nervous about being picked on. And it gave me a certain confidence, you know, that I could be tough when I needed to be and all of that stuff. In fact, the hammer was in there so long, I forgot it was in there. And then the bag was so heavy. And why is this bag so heavy?
Desiree Johnson's daughter, Lachey, was inspired by Battle's story.
That makes me feel like anything is possible because he was an inner city child, just like me. And I could go further just like he had.
But senior Jacquez Hunter sounds like he could use some of the same encouragement that Battle got.
When I think of Ailey, I feel like I have to be flawless sometimes. And I know that I have 1,000,000 and 1,500 flaws, so I try my best.
Battle knows how important it is to encourage students like Hunter.
And so I think I work hard because I feel that I owe that to people who have helped me along the way. Sometimes that's the only thing that gets me up in the morning. But I will get up in the morning because somebody made a way for me and helped me through. Yeah?
Yes.
So there you have it.
The Ailey Company performs at the Arts Center through the weekend. The Northwestern students will be watching on Saturday. I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.